But wait, you said German raises for thinking is sending the
She doesn't even know she's alive yet. She's so drunk. She doesn't even know. I'm mentally gone now, whatever. Okay, so
what do you say?
So, you stop trying to record me.
It's not here. We're alive, we heard.
But that is.
She's got a thing. She's so not incapable. She's so offended. She's so drunk as usual. So pathetic. She did nothing as usual. She still thinks I'm. She doesn't know we're alive.
Wait, I'll record you.
She doesn't know we're alive. She keeps getting recorded. This is what I have to deal with.
When you're passed out, drooling in the little room, I'll record you. Okay. I don't even know you and I hate you.
She still doesn't know she's lying. This is what I have to deal with.
She never could escape you.
Retaliation. Wow.
I knew she would die.
You have a beautiful brother. You're so cute. You're not
even
the
street.
It was weird.
Your mom had your grandmother's.
Oh, those school eyes from me. I don't drink anymore. You know, what a loser. There's nothing like this. You are the vice.
You're pathetic.
Right,
you're pathetic.
Oh, yes, and then one of the weekend on holidays. It was every day.
with my grandmother. She would send me cards.
Where have I been? She has no idea she vibed because she's just children.
Oh, and then he even was like, oh, you're drinking my vodka. He tried to close it up and take it away. I was like, I bought that.
Wow, that was sad.
And now he's sitting over there looking like he's innocent. You've been trying to talk to all my friends. What are you talking about? Oh, wait, he's recording me. Let me tell you that.
I'm alive.
He's live right now.
You're alive.
My grandmother passed away just about 6 years ago. She was in the hospital. They found out they couldn't proceed with
it. He's just stupid. Record me live, because wait when I see you drooling in the little room. Wait till I see you drooling in the little room, Kyle. Because you be drooling all over yourself, talking to yourself, like your schizophrenic mama. Oh, you're going to edit that out? You're going to edit that out?
Yo, I don't think she understands what
I'm saying.
I can't
believe she's done with this nigga. Like, seriously.
She doesn't know what a lot is.
Like, why are you still here?
She didn't edit it out.
Why are you here? We're really not prepared for them to depart the day that they die. I know, but you're sitting here trying to make me look like a bad person, but I'm not.
I'm gonna get
you're
lying.
You're the problem, not me.
You know,
the leukemia progressed
rapidly.
And
yeah.
I had to
you are a bad person. So,
whatever, pal. Yep, I'm fat. Yep.
You know,
I'm ugly. Yep, I get it.
She says, you to continue to live
on yourself. See, if he will see what I gotta deal with on top of a lawsuit.
He is empty. Empty as fuck because he don't know what he wants to do with his life. And then he's like, oh, you work at Dollar Tree. You're excited you're transferred to another Dollar Tree. What kind of job is that?
I couldn't find home to be with my family until the funeral, and I couldn't help them prepare.
That's what I said. I said, I have to have Karina watch your kids. He's like, oh, well, you don't even take your kids nowhere. You don't even watch your kids inside the fucking house. I actually have to go to work. You go nowhere.
Hey, look at my headboard.
Oh, he don't care about them. He straight up tried to tell them that I don't give a fuck about them. And Jada was like,
I kind
how
of
was that before? Like, what made you stay with him? Oh, like, what the? I don't know.
What is this? What do I have to deal with every night and why I can't go live?
It wasn't the dick. It wasn't the dick. Let's be serious. Look at him. He's live streaming right now. And he's talking
shit
about me.
You're live streaming.
I'm live streaming. I'm talking to Karina. How am I live streaming?
Well, you're talking during the live. You're the only one talking.
Oh,
you're so fucked up. You already know you're doing that.
Here we go.
And look, he's trying to get different angles. But then, I can't. Why don't you talk about the prostitute that you're trying to fuck? The crack addict prostitute that you're trying to fuck in your inbox.
You can drink my liquor, which I stopped. Yeah, I don't really drink anymore with this. I got to do it right now.
Yo, he's literally like moving it, like to like.
I really want, faggot.
You sound dumb.
You're the one.
This is what he does. He even recorded me in the bath. That's how pathetic he is. Recorded me in the bath.
You didn't take a bath. You weren't taking a bath.
Kyle, you're pathetic.
Yeah,
you're pathetic. No, you're pathetic. You're trying to live stream me. Do I live stream you when you're doing embarrassing shit?
Yeah.
I would defend you when you pissed in the basement. Like, stop it. Stop it. Oh my god, whatever. It was ridiculous. Not our basement. It was a
He records me for every embarrassing thing I do, but he don't record himself.
You record me. Oh, you tell me.
Right here.
You record. That's great.
Then she showed me you leaning over and whispering
The faggot doesn't understand the concept of being alive. Yeah, I know.
Because I'm embarrassing myself.
If she's drinking wine liquor, of course. We're going to deal with a retard who is talking about
the
drink.
I'm so done. I'm about to just throw you the fuck out. It's not even worth it anymore. Like, take the money and run. You stupid bitch. You stupid bitch.
You need to know that you are being guided. She is toxic. Well, damn. Yeah, she's up and drinking like a shitload all night. But she's never going to stop either. That's why we had to go live. And she begged her. She begged to go live. She told me to go live. She wanted it. I gave her what she wanted. She's mine.
Like, no, you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing. Every night is the same fucking shit with you. It's like, even if I don't drink, I still have to fight with you.
I'm just gonna let you come
with it. Yeah, whatever. No, or I have to fight with you or fight you off me. Because you want this pussy that doesn't work. Oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
Come in,
my pussy doesn't work. Okay.
And she's
still talking. But you'll be trying to poke you 24/7.
By the way, I still rehearse my voice
practices.
Yeah.
Oh no, he doesn't want my pussy. Oh, so sad. So I'm just gonna give a little quick speech on how I read Connect with Spirit. How I feel the souls of the departed is very different.
It's ridiculous.
I don't see the way we see her physical world, and I don't hear. And he's still recording me though.
Still
recording. I will feel the bonds in relationship. I also feel how they depart. So, for example, there is a mother. You
like it's
a weirdo.
Like,
you even record me when I'm sleeping and trying to put your dick in my mouth. You're weird. Maybe
it was an aunt that was like a mother to you. Okay.
Is she having OnlyFans?
I don't. Did you bring her the gun a long time? Because she goes, I'm gonna speak first. She says because I'm over here.
You even have your own daughter talking shit about you. Your own daughter is talking shit about you. That's sad. Your own daughter says to you, like, why is mom with you? And you're just sitting there like,
I love that.
I'm not doing this. He's just steady.
That was really her style.
Need your eyes like a phoenix.
No, you sound dumb. Your own daughter. I can't. I don't care. You want to record me? Record me. I'm going to record the fact that your daughter thinks you're a deadbeat dad, and she asked me when I'm going to find another nigga. How about that? What do you buy them for Christmas? Nothing.
Not wanting you to feel
another nigga did Christmas.
Now, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
And
you
know,
I
to
take it to a rehearsal because
or leave it and I put it in a safe place and I know where I put it and it was wrong. She knows what happened, not wanting you to feel bad about that.
Oh, and then you know what else he was in a little room talking about the whole thing with my mom.
Both of you are
telling everybody how he fucked my mom.
And ended up in a nursing home and then eventually passed of natural causes.
Walk out and know what's
that.
It
was really comforting to hear that.
Like, who's happy right now? No offense. Like,
I stopped drinking a while ago. I'm with somebody drink. She doesn't stop. That's why I do it for this one. Kyle's been drinking a while. That's why I kind of go live. The faggot poured another bunch.
Is she like a mother to you?
So if someone who doesn't stop. If someone weighs 500 fucking pounds, it doesn't stop.
Oh, I'm 500 pounds, Karina.
And drug addict friends to talk to. And enabler, so.
Oh, this is a snake. I'm fat, ugly, cross-eyed.
She lived in Midtown Manhattan. She was like an ugly,
and she was in reading groups, and she was very connected.
You do dumb shit for no reason.
You're live, so watch it. You want to watch yourself live?
Okay.
Yeah, so is Dez live?
Okay, Kyle. He's funny. I'm not funny.
But she's now threatening me, so I might have to call the cops to protect myself. So that's why I'm going to have to end this and call 911 to protect myself. So this weirdo just threatened people to come up and try and jump me. Yeah, so why wouldn't I do that? So I gotta end this and call the cops now, people. So, but that was a live stream. I know that was Dez, but I gotta protect myself. So that was it. And she's still singing and drinking, but I gotta call my family. It's a huge thing. Anthony Cumia went off on E-Rock and gave a health update. So I'm gonna play this and give you my thoughts on it. I'm believe he's in the new South Carolina studio, or maybe the studio in his apartment in Long Island. I think this is the South Carolina one, though. But let's check it out.
So I'll explain what happened, because E-Rock, of course, sent out a disturbing fucking tweet that completely upset my family and friends. What the fuck's wrong with them? I go, yeah, E-Rock, I'm not going to be able to do the show. I got done with having a procedure on Friday, and I'm still groggy from the drugs and everything. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. And then he posts, Anthony won't be doing the show. He's having some tests done. You know how bad that sounds? Do you know how fucking bad? Nothing good comes out. No one goes, oh, I had some tests, and it turned out I'm in better health than I thought I was. No, that never happens. So I was just like, what the fuck did you say test for? It's mysterious. It leaves things up in the air. People are like, uh-oh. It wasn't tests. I was having a procedure done to get rid of irregular heartbeats that I've had for 20 years. I figured since they're digging me open and futzing around with all that shit in there, they might as well fix this shit. 20 years of boom, 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 boom. It's just annoying. So so Friday I had that done. So I couldn't do the show Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. I was just relaxing. I was in New York. And I was out on Long Island. I didn't feel like getting on a fucking train into shithole New York City after they were snaking a fucking drain cleaner snake through my fucking veins. I didn't want to go into the city. So, E-Rock with that fucking comment. Everyone. Just yesterday, Jim Norton. You okay, pal? What? Fucking E-Rock. It's bad enough that I actually did have quadruple bypass surgery. Bad enough. And E-Rock can, only E-Rock can make that worse for my friends and loved ones. Only E-Rock. So, having some testing. And I was like, of course E-Rock would say that. It's a typical vague, like not really saying what it is, letting people have to guess for themselves. We've crucified E-Rock for this on a reinforced cross. We crucified him, very reinforced. In the past, for doing the same fucking thing. Just can't figure out. And he goes, oh, well, it was, you know, I just figured I'd come up with something. But yeah, come up with something. Not that. Come up with, you know, the truth. I had appointments, follow-up appointments. You know, I'm not having much fun with this either, folks, or E-Rock. Not having much fun with this crap either. Coca-Cola is good for you. Yeah, so what they did, they did an ablation, it's called. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope this is it. I hope that was the last of the fucking bullshit with all this. So what they do is another fucking pipe wire threaded up through your fucking leg vein artery, wherever the fuck they put it. And this one has like some type of radio transmitter thing at the end of it, and it burns stuff. It burns things. I don't know how they came up with this one or how it works or anything. But they first they have to map out on your heart where the electricity is misfiring. Because that's what it was. They were called premature ventricular contractions. So occasionally the ventricle of the heart goes like boom, and then doesn't do anything, and then it goes boom boom, a little double beat, and it carries on. But it's just annoying and uncomfortable. So they have to plot out where it's happening with some more voodoo magic, medical voodoo magic. And then they snake this thing up. I don't even know how they do this. They snake it up, it goes right in the heart. Are there a lot of turns? Are there a lot of like things? I don't know. They just snake it right up there. It goes into the heart, right where they need it to go, in the heart. Don't know how that's done either. And then that little tip goes to the area that's giving off that erroneous electrical impulse, and it just barbecues it. It burns it. So it's like, here you go. Won't be hearing from that no more. Like, oh, God. I have to do that. I got to go through this shit. And then, yeah, not only that, they go, yeah, you got to kind of be awake for it. What? Like, no, they'll knock you out at the beginning. And then they'll snake that thing up there. But then they have to put some drugs in you that stimulate your heart so that you start getting these missed beats so they could find them. Like, oh my God, this just sounds fucking terrible. So they gave me drugs and it was pretty good. Gotta admit, the drugs are always fucking good. I was all fucking, I didn't care what they did. Staring at the ceiling. Yeah, it's great. And then they're like, oh, this is good. Some big biker looking dude had to shave me. It's just all the degradation you go through in hospitals and doctor's offices and things. It's just constant degradation. And you just got to do it because you're trying to, you know, fix something. So, yeah, some big guy, and he's talking to me, and meh, he's just shaving my pubes. So fucking degrading. Then I go in there and I get some drugs, and then they shoot you up with some kind of Novocaine type stuff. I'm sure it's not Novocaine, but right around the groin area, they got to put some numbing shit in there. And then you're like, you won't feel any pain, but you'll feel, and then, you know, what they always say, the pressure. So I did, I felt pressure, and then you could kind of feel this wire going up. Isn't this terrible? This is terrible. You kind of feel that wire working its way up up your veins, trying to get to your heart there. And then once they get in there, now they got to stimulate the heart with the chemical. It goes, okay, we're gonna give you this medicine. It's gonna stimulate your heart. Don't worry about it. We're just looking for any missed beats. And they put this in, and your heart just goes nuts. I'm like, oh, this is the end. This is bullshit. They just brought me in here to kill me. So then when they find it, they can zap it. And then they put you to sleep for that. Like, all right, we'll put you to sleep now. We don't need you anymore. So they did. They put me to sleep on that. And it was crazy. It's another one of these medical things that you go, you think about in your life and go, oh, I would never be able to go through that. Fuck it. Just, you know, I'll crawl off into the elephant graveyard or something. And no. They go, oh, do this. And you go, eh, okay. Why not? What else am I going to do? What other choice do I have? but to lay on this table and have you thread a fucking hanger, a wire hanger up my fucking groin, my groin vein. So that was the procedure that was done Friday. So, yeah, I had to kind of sit with my legs straight for a while because they don't want you to bleed out your femoral artery. It's all life and death shit. It's all crazy life and death shit. And then they thin your blood out so much so you don't get any clotting. So, you know, God forbid I use a razor to shave, I'll fucking bleed out from a nick of a zit. So it's just, it's fucking nuts. But, you know, some fans got mad that I took another couple of days because, you know, they got to do some procedures. But like I said, not quite. Hopefully that's it. Because I'm pretty tired of it myself. Got to be honest. Not a fan. Not a fan of medical procedures. You know what that is weird? You know what this thing cost? The thing on Friday? $200. It's like $1.17 million in surgery cost me $200. And then this, which couldn't have been more than a few grand, maybe, you know, 25, 30 grand, $200. I guess that's the going rate. They go, yeah, we'll do it all, but it's going to cost you $200. Like, okay. All right. Oh, look, the phone thing does work. I saw you type that in there. Ooh, look at this. Okay. We'll go to Tom first. Take Tom. Where is Tom residing from? Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, in Nassau County, Anthony. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
I know you've been back for like a week or so, but I haven't really been watching. I kind of almost got out of the habit of watching. But anyway, I got some issues of my own concerning my heart, or I'm worried about it. So I'm wondering, I went to the, you know, I get a blood test every few months because I have leukemia, a form of leukemia.
All right, so that was the update. Damn, Kumia had his pubes shaved by a biker-looking dude. I had seen that tweet that E-Rock put out, and I saw Anthony's response to it because he blasted him on Twitter and was like, "Fake E-Rock, don't tell the people I had testing done. It's just a procedure." But, I mean, to be fair to E-Rock, I mean, it was one. It sounded like one hell of a procedure they had to do to the guy. So, but I mean, honestly, the procedure sounded worse than the testing, to be completely honest with you. But I just love a good E-Rock bashing. So Kumia at the new studio, seems everything's working. I kind of like the setup too. The bookshelf, the live on air thing. Great setup going for a South Carolina crib, but yeah, so he's been missing a lot of time, but of course, from his surgery and then all the complications. But now that he's in South Carolina and he gets to just do the show, I think from his house again, you're probably not going to miss that many more shows because I'm guessing he just has to go either downstairs or out to his garage or whatever. And apparently he bought a lot of land there, got a good property going. So Chris D'Elia is out here trying to spin a new narrative, how he's a victim of cancel culture. Let's check it out.
My son falls down, hits his knee. He's crying and I know it's okay. And he doesn't because he's never hit his knee before. I was telling him, like, buddy, it's all right. The worst part's over, you know? And you think, if I'm honest, you think, okay, something that I would always go back to, no matter how hard it was during that time, I would say, like, everything's okay. because no matter what, I can end my life and not feel this, right? And I would constantly think of that, like, all good, everything's fine, you can always end your life.
It got that bad for you?
Yeah.
Was there some truth in the allegations?
I was a womanizer, and that's the truth. And no, I mean, what I was canceled for was not the truth. But it doesn't matter. That's just perception is kind of a lot of people. I was out there having sex all the time with people I barely knew, you know, and that's, I realize how that can get. You don't know people. So how do you know, if you don't know them, you don't know what they're like and what, you know, it's, I was definitely like, and I had a chip on my shoulder too. I was like, well, nobody likes me. They just think they like me now. They wouldn't have liked me when I was being fucking bullied in high school. They just like me now because I'm fucking, I'm on tour. I'm famous, you know? And I remember having a chip on my shoulder about that and thinking, it was just a weird, wrong, fucking stupid way to live. Like, I was all consumed in all of it, you know? I would go, I would make people laugh, and I would try to get laid.
Celebrity is an intoxicating drug, isn't it?
What's that?
A celebrity is an intoxicating
drug. Yeah, man, I would.
Especially for a young man.
I wish. It's a weird thing because it's like everyone thinks it's, the goal is to be famous. And it's not bad. It's just there are good and bad things to everything. And it's just hard. You can't surround yourself with people that are just like, you're great. Because then you'll become an insane person. Because you're not great all the time. And I remember thinking, like, I remember too, my dad, when I was, younger, and coming up in, before I even really was any name or had any kind of people come see me, my dad would say, you have to be careful because people are going to start to like you and they're not going to know you. And it's very easy to get a chip on your shoulder. And, don't let that consume you. And I knew everything when I was younger, so I didn't really listen, you know? And, it's kind of just what happened. Yeah.
What are the worst sides, worst aspects of, or what are the worst things about going through something like that? Being canceled? Your family's got to.
Yeah, the worst thing about, one of the worst things about going, going through something like that is, people think that you're who you are online, you know, and that your Instagram is reality and you show the good moments on Instagram. Not, I mean, I was off the internet for a year or so. And it wasn't good. It was only bad. And the one of the worst parts, though, about it is that they think is that people. I don't think that they realize how much that stuff doesn't just affect. It doesn't affect only you. It affects your. It affects your dad. It affects your mom. It affects your family and your loved ones. And it's very hard to figure out how to put your house on fire out when people are mad at the thing that's not the problem, you know? You know, people are, you know, people would be angry at a certain thing that it's just that isn't true. So this is why I got so deep in the woods of it. I'm like, I don't even know how to fix the right thing, because people don't know. People don't know what is actually happening. So that's why I wanted to yeah, that's why I wanted to end my life, but my.
Okay, enough of his babbling. What is he talking about? He was accused of grooming and hooking up with underage girls. This has nothing to do with cancel culture. He didn't lose a bunch of movies and shows because of something he said or something he did that was like a political stance or anything. He was accused of crimes. And the FBI is investigating him. Now, some of the claims by some of the women I don't care about because they're of age, and if all you got on Chris D'Elia is he's a creep, well, people are allowed to be creeps. But this dude is legitimately accused of some actual crimes involving people not of age. The whole Snapchat thing, not knowing you can record Snapchat. So it's been 4 years since, and now he's finally just sitting down to do an interview about it, but in the context of he was canceled. Nah. I mean, if he just came down and said, like, none of it's true, but don't try to attach yourself to cancel culture, I'd be like, oh, you're just claiming none of it's true. Which some of it may not be true. Something tells me some of it lays in the middle. I don't know. I mean, Callan was accused of something, I mean, way worse and just straight up like an actual crime. Whereas D'Elia, it's around the edges and stuff, but still pretty creepy. But the fact that he sat down with this soft white underbelly guy and like trying to play the victim and everything, it's kind of hilarious. And the biggest crime he has committed is doing a podcast with Brendan Shaw. That is the biggest crime. So you should be canceled for anything. It's that.
And it just couldn't get sadder for Brendan Schaub. This is from the latest Fight Companion.
I'm in Nashville next Thursday. Two shows, one night only at Zany's in Nashville. Then I'm at the Stepmothership Vulcan Friday, Saturday. Austin, come on out next Joey Friday, Diaz. Saturday.
I got dick to promote. I got nothing but love.
So the Stepmothership, this is the second time he's tried getting that joke over. But it's just hilarious how
Joe Rogan was celebrating. Yeah, you're at the stepmothership because you're not coming to my comedy club. That is truly pathetic. Joe Rogan's your boy. He allows you to do the Fight Companions, but he won't let you even do 5 minutes at his comedy club. You're that bad at stand-up comedy. By the way, he's only sold 16 tickets to that Vulcan show. Maybe he'll sell more after being on the Fight Companion, but just a little celebration by Joe Rogan when he said, I'm going to be at the stepmothership. Just like Rogan, like, yeah, not at my club. You're not funny. So I can't believe Schaub is still even attempting to do stand-up at this point. He can't be making any money out of it. He cancels most of the gigs. He's doing two dates and calls it a tour, and then ends up canceling one of them all the time because he can't sell any tickets. He's already dropped all the excuses as to why he cancels his gigs. My son's playing baseball and stuff like that. Truly is pathetic, but I just love the fact that Joe Rogan, once again, confirming Brendan Schaub will never perform at his comedy club. You know it's bad for Brendan Schaub when Eric Griffin is destroying you on your own podcast. Let's go ahead and check this out.
All right, kids, Keep On Trucking tour kicks off Nashville, Tennessee, January 25th, Thursday night, two shows at Zany's. I'm in Austin, Texas, January 26th and 27th at the Stepmothership, the Vulcan Gas Company.
I'm in Sacramento. She shows Brea, Phoenix, El Paso, Albuquerque, Kelowna, Vancouver, Rochester, Kitchener. You know,
I don't got my dates up yet. I do have some dates. I'm actually going to be at the real mothership in April. But like some other... All right, kids, keep on trucking.
Ooh, I'm going to be at the real mothership. Oh, what a great dig at dummy. And how pathetic is it? Brendan Schaub, who's going to be doing comedy in Austin at the Vulcan. By the way, he has only sold 16 tickets. That's sad. But the saddest thing is he called it the stepmothership just because Joe Rogan won't let him at the real mothership. His cope is, I'm calling it the stepmothership. Ew! That is truly pathetic. And thank God Eric Griffin just completely called him out on it. Like, I'll be at the real mothership. That's truly sad and pathetic. I mean, my God, dude. The step mothership. Ugh.
In the early days, like, how much of what we used to say was just for shock value. Like, you would go on a morning radio show. Yeah, I know. We would try to say as shocking things as we could because that was the way to get attention. Especially like Opie and Anthony.
I know.
We don't have to talk about it.
I can vaguely go around it. I'm just like, at the time.
We all did it.
Yeah, I was a survivor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is the culture.
Yeah, this is the culture.
And also, I'm like a LA comic. I'm in Opie and Anthony with beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Patrice, Norton, all those Boss. Guys were fucking beasts.
Yeah.
And it's like... You know, and then, you know, at the time, you know, and then later, and then now, you know, yeah.
But now it's a much more honest thing.
Yeah.
Because now you do your own thing, right? And if people want to see Bobby, they know how to find Bobby, and they seek you out. So it's not like some random person's tuning in, like, who's this guy? And then you have to say something crazy to get attention.
Yeah.
Now it's just you can be yourself. You know, that's the difference. Like, if you got 1 million views on Tiger Belly, that's 1 million people that really want to watch your show.
Wow.
That's not random.
Yeah.
You know, if you got 1 million people that are on, like, some Comedy Central show, 1 million people watching that, they're flipping channels.
Yeah.
They like, how many of them are looking forward to it? How many of them just stumbled upon it? It's probably...
Okay, so they brought up Bobby Lee's Tijuana story. So... A thing people have been trying to cancel Bobby Lee for a while now, years now, is he went on Opie and Anthony and some other shows back in the day and told the story about him getting a prostitute in Tijuana, Mexico, who might not have been of age. But he's always just claimed he made up that story. And he would reference another story in which he got perhaps assaulted when he was a child or something like that. But they've been trying to cancel him for years over that. And like even here, Rogan was even like, we don't got to talk about it. And Bobby was like, I can vaguely talk about it. But I mean, Bobby Lee on ONA though was great. All those segments and stuff, especially with Patrice. But this, the fact that they actually, Joe actually brought up that, you know, trying to shoot Bobby some bail, like, hey, we just said things for shock value that weren't even true back then, because it was, you know, shock jock radio and stuff. But, I mean, I think the last thing, it cost Bobby Lee some, a partnership, I believe, with, I forget that company, was it Wayfair or something? Because that story got re-brought up and they did a news article about it. I don't know. Let's see what Joe Rogan's response is to Bobby Lee trashing his boy there. So let's go ahead and check it out.
Well, look at this. I would fuck him up. Yeah. I would fuck. Look at this. Bro, I would fuck him up. I would be leg kicking him right now. Whap. Whap. I take them knees out. Oh, that what a shitty body kick.
Wow. He fights like Brendan Schaub a little bit.
But all he did is throw him.
And Brendan Schaub was a good fighter.
I'm kidding.
He knocked out Mirko Koko.
I'm kidding. I love him. So look at this. He's right next to you and he's not even biting you. This is the biggest pussy lizard of all time. He's not even biting.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rogan, get the joke. Oh, he took it so seriously too. He's like, oh, don't. By the way, Bobby Lee has carte blanche to throw in little Brendan Schaub digs, especially after the whole 300 pages of evidence debacle and stuff, and Joe personally having to call Bobby Lee and say, I have nothing to do with any of this. But I just love the fact that Bobby Lee just had to get in that little dig at Schaub. It was hilarious. Brendan Schaub has removed all the tour dates from his website of the Vulcan, the stepmothership, as he calls it, because he had to cancel those shows because he couldn't sell any tickets. This is truly pathetic. So, I mean, he even plugged it on the Fight Companion with Joe Rogan and still sold no tickets and had to cancel those gigs. I mean, truly pathetic. Plus, that club probably wasn't happy. He kept calling it the stepmothership. So they were probably like, all right, dude, I think at the end, right before they pulled the plug, he had sold 33 tickets, and they were probably like, all right, this dude's calling us the stepmothership. He's not funny. He can't sell tickets. We're going to have to cancel these shows. So once again, dude, he goes to Austin. Joe Rogan won't let him perform at his club. So he goes to the Vulcan where he calls it the stepmothership and has to cancel those dates because the dude can't sell tickets. And Chin, his producer, was going to fly in his family to Austin to go see that show. Well, guess that's not going to happen now. But, I mean, truly Brendan Schaub went on Instagram and Twitter and announced that he canceled all of his stand-up gigs. So let's play this and I'll give you my thoughts on it. Seems like a very serious reason.
Most of my family and close friends know my baby girl has been in and out of the hospital since the day she was born, and she has to have emergency surgery on Thursday. So I'll have to cancel my tour dates in Nashville and Austin. I'm going to have to cancel my tour dates in Nashville and Austin on Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. I won't be on the podcast. I haven't missed a week of podcasting. 12 years, so it's pretty serious, but the tour dates Nashville, Austin, the refund your money. Hopefully this all goes well, and It's just a phase, you know? So, love you guys. That's why you won't see me on the podcast.
Okay, so then he put in this post, gotta put the fam first. For once in my life, I won't be on the pods rest of the week. Plus, Nashville and Austin tour dates are canceled. So, obviously, we all hope that Brendan Schaub's daughter has a successful surgery and everything works out for them. Having said all that, though, those tours are getting canceled regardless. He sold no tickets. Why would you make a video about this in the hospital and not just post? Why the up-close crying video? It seems kind of weird. I was crying mainly in the video talking about not being able to fly away from his family or do podcasting. It seems like that was the biggest tragedy to him. Also, I just got to keep it real. But bragging about never missing any time. But honestly, hopefully his daughter is fine and everything. According to him, she's been in and out of the hospital since she's been born. You wouldn't be able to tell that if you ever looked at his wife's Instagram. But, I mean, hopefully everything is fine with the baby. My youngest daughter was a preemie. So I remember when she was born, when they did the C-section, she had to spend like the first 2 months of her life in the hospital until we could actually bring her home, which was crazy. I didn't go and make any videos about it. But to be fair, at the time, I don't think I was doing YouTube as well. But wait, yeah, I was. Yeah, but I just decided not to make videos about it. But yeah, this is the reason why the shows are canceled. Other than the real reason of you couldn't sell any tickets.
When you were dating Kayak, there were other comics, I don't know if you've heard this, that wanted to have sex.
Shop tried. Who else?
Man, that fucking...
You know what bummed me out?
What?
When we broke up, she would go, look at my Raya likes. And there was four guys that have done my podcast that liked her on Raya. How do you feel?
I'm trying to think who they are.
Well, I could tell you.
I would love to know.
I know, but I can't hear.
You can't now, because that would...
I can whisper. I can do this and you can beep it out.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this.
Okay. I believe that.
You do?
Yeah,
you'll beep this out?
Yeah, of course.
If this comes out, I'm fucked.
Don't worry.
You're going to fuck me down a river.
I swear to God.
Are you guys going to fuck me down a river?
No, we will not dip you into a boiling pot of water.
Oh, yeah, don't pop me. So, and then, that's us?
Yeah, I don't know the guy, but he seems like a guy that's defined by what his dick can bring him.
Yeah. Another one, dude?
That I did not see.
And check this out.
For real?
Yeah, and then he called me and he goes, dude, this is what he said, and I believe him. He goes, I get so little traction on Raya that I just say yes to all of them.
I believe that.
I believed it because he called me as a man, and I believe it. But those are some of the names, and it's like, it's fine. But I also think it's like, if you and Leanne, right,
yeah,
got a divorce, and then I swooped in a month later, how would you feel?
Who started the divorce? Her?
Yeah,
I'd be fucking destroyed.
You would destroy.
My kids would be so happy.
They would?
They'd be like, Bobby's here again. We're playing video games.
Yeah. Would you really be mad at me, though?
I'd be destroyed.
If Leanne and I came up to you and went, dude, in 2001.
Like, if she walked in right now.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, that karaoke bar. And she goes, I used to go to that karaoke bar.
Yeah.
And then you were like, and then she went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Bobby.
We 69.
I would know. I don't know if it would bother me as much. I
don't think it would.
Because I respect you.
I love the fact that Bobby Lee keeps taking the shots and calling out Brendan Schaub on his little podcast run here. He's doing Rogan now, Bert. He's doing them all. But That dude, Brendan Schaub, really tried to hook up with Bobby Lee's girlfriend when they were still dating. And this is from years ago. Remember, this was the whole chug walk time. But that's what Brendan Schaub was trying to do. Bang all the comics' girlfriends and stuff. And just using that Joe Rogan connection. I bet everyone in the LA comedy scene, I mean, they have to put up with Schaub because of Rogan, but I wonder if they all secretly hate Rogan for even bringing this loser around, and how he hangs around at all the clubs and stuff pretending to be a comic, and he's not, and they have to deal with this idiot. But, I mean, and then that not only had the gall to try and hook up with Bobby Lee's girlfriend, but then accused Bobby Lee of really secretly running the Fighter and the Kid subreddit and the whole 300 pages of evidence, lies, and all that terrible, terrible stuff. I mean, it is truly pathetic that Schaub would even try any of it, but that's what Schaub does. He's a complete piece of garbage human being. And now Bobby's over it because him and Kalilah are broken up and stuff. But you can tell it still gets him mad. And not only that, I mean, even like the other comedians who tried like DMing Kalilah after they broke up, that's a lot different than trying to hook up with her as they're dating, which Schaub tried to do. Brendan Schaub's former assistant, Kat, who quit her job to doing OnlyFans, is now doing content with Brendan Schaub's sworn enemy and former employee, his former handler, Mark Harley.
Not all flaggers are that big, right?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh. Waiter? Can you just stare at me and knock him over?
I say it, don't be rude. He's gonna come back.
I'm not being rude, he's ignoring me on purpose. Hey, excuse me, buddy. Oh, again? He's still looking at me. He's making eye contact.
I see him. Stop. He's not a dog. Stop snapping at me.
No, he's doing it on purpose. Look, he's right here. Look at me. Look at me. Garcon. Garcon.
Oh, I see him. You're Puerto Rican, not French. You cannot say garcon.
He's not listening to me. I can say whatever I want. Hey, Global Jim, aren't you a little old to be a waiter?
My gray hair is premature.
We gotta go.
I just heard some guys say I was too old for you.
I warned him. I told him to stop.
What does that mean? It wasn't me.
Okay, so to give you some backstory, oof, that was rough, but to be fair, these videos they do get millions of views. So a little backstory, she broke up with her boyfriend. She met her boyfriend who was Brendan Schaub's friend who talked her into doing the OnlyFans. She broke up with that guy. So I'm wondering now that she broke up with him and he was Schaub's friend, she obviously knows Mark Harley is basically gone to war with Brendan Schaub. But now she's doing videos with Mark Harley. And she started her own podcast on her OnlyFans, which is free. And that's where she confirmed that she did break up with her former porn star boyfriend, who was Brendan Schaub's friend. But the first line, one of the first lines in this skit is, "You'd be surprised." Mark Harley knows what he's doing with these videos. But I just find it hilarious that now she's teaming up with Mark Harley. Everybody who leaves Brendan Schaub becomes way more successful. All of them. She left way more successful. Harley left. Like I'm saying, Mark Harley, these videos, they do these videos, a bunch of them, a couple of times a week. They all get like millions of views. And everyone who gets away from Schaub, they just do way better in their careers. Chappelle Lacey is another dude. He got away from Brendan Schaub, and now he's starting to blow up in stand-up, and he can go to the comedy mothership. Even Malik had a video that went viral, I want to say like a month ago. But the fact that now Kat is just, Brendan Schaub's former assistant is now doing videos with his sworn enemy, Mark Harley. Just hilarious to me. And that everyone who used to work for this guy hates him.